program.
Dr. Teel, sometimes the news media tells us COVID is behind us. Other times they tell us we need ongoing vaccines for protection. Either way, do you feel COVID-19 is the worst biological threat humanity will have to face?
Oh, absolutely not. Not even close. And actually, even before COVID became known, we actually did a video that warned something worse was going to happen. And by the way, YouTube pulled it retroactively. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, there's other things that are out there. For example, you've heard of the bird flu or the avian flu, H5N1. Well, it's been spreading to mammals as opposed to birds. I read something from the Jerusalem Post. Bird flu now appears to be able to spread efficiently among ferrets. So there's a strain of the H5N1 bird flu. It affects ferrets. And it's also spread, by the way, to various mammals in Europe and the Americas. While Russia's got issues with it. We've had issues with sea lions, foxes, skunks, dolphins, raccoons, and cats with it. Hmm. Now, it has devastated poultry production in many lands. And matter of fact, tens of millions of birds have died from it. And it is affecting the food supply.
So then, so far, the H5N1 virus seems to be affecting animals other than humans. Are we at risk too?
Well, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control still consider human infection to be rare, but it's often fatal, by the way, when it does happen. Well, Michael Snyder posted something. I'd like to read the headline and some parts of it. A plague that could kill a billion people has been found to efficiently spread among ferrets. Says this is something that can kill lots of people. He says it doesn't naturally spread easily among mammals. But more than a decade ago, scientists in the U.S. and the Netherlands were conducting gain-of-function research on H5N1 in order to create a version that could spread easily among mammals. Okay.
Wow.
And, you know, we've got millions upon millions of chickens and turkeys and birds that are now dead. But now it affects mammals as well. And it's considered to be efficient in order to do it. And things about ferrets, which is interesting, is that they have a similar respiratory makeup than human beings. And so this is a concern about it.
If the U.S. was experimenting with gain of function of the H5N1 virus, and suddenly we see mammals, which were previously unaffected by the virus, efficiently dropping dead, are we able to draw some conclusions a la Wuhan?
Well, as far as Wuhan goes, we made a video about that in January 2020 saying there's biological warfare going to happen. There's this lab in China. This thing is now out there. So we were among the first to go out to say, make the lab connection as the source to COVID-19. And so far, they've never been able to prove the so-called natural origin. Now, getting back to Michael Snyder, he said, you know, where did this H5N1 strain come from? Is it natural to come in a lab? Says if a version of H5N1 can spread easily among humans, if it were to get loose, the consequences could be, quote, 100 times worse than COVID. And nobody knows for sure how many would die from a full-blown H5N1 pandemic if it hit humans. But Snyder reports that it's been projected that the death toll could reach as high as 1.5 billion people.
Wow.
And the death rate since 2003, if humans get this, by the way, is 53%. So if people get this, the odds are they're going to die.
Right.
Snyder concludes basically by saying there's signs that time is running out. And he says we've entered an era of great pestilences.
Great pestilences. So that seems to have biblical overtones, doesn't it?
Well, certainly. And biblically, we know that a worse pandemic than COVID-19 is coming. And we've also seen already facts, things from the avian flu, like food price inflation, all these tens of millions of birds dying, price of poultry going up, price of eggs going up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 6, Jesus warned that we'd hear of wars and rumors of wars. He said, don't be troubled by this, for all these things are going to come to pass, and the end's not yet. Talked about nations rising against nation. But he said there are going to be famines pestilences and earthquakes in various places, and he called these the beginning of sorrows. And H5N1 seems to be consistent with several things that Jesus said. And yes, humans may have helped engineer it or otherwise taken steps that increase its risk. But back in 1969, about 54 years ago, the old Worldwide Church of God published something by the late evangelist Raymond McNair, who I knew. Mm-hmm. And back then, he says they were talking about a doomsday bug that could wipe out nations overnight. And that they've got something called CBW, which stands for chemical and biological warfare. And he says it's got frightening possibilities. And he says this is not new. For thousands of years, people have done such things. They've used poison arrows. They tried to throw plague-infested corpses over walls to affect cities. And actually, early American settlers traded plague-infected blankets to American Indians, et cetera. So this is not a new thing. But what's new now is that we can, in labs, make it even worse. Now, we talked about the Black Death, but many, when they thought they were going to be affected by the Black Death, the plague, which killed so many people in Europe, many millions in Europe, many thought, oh, we're going to get this, so let's just go and live with reckless abandon, drunkenness, sexual orgies, violence, crime, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we're going to die of the plague, they reasoned. But biological warfare is potentially much worse than the plague.
Well, Mr. McNair made two interesting observations there. One is biological warfare is differentiated from plagues. And two, biological warfare can be far deadlier than plagues. Talk to us about the deadlier aspect of biological warfare.
Well, with things like gain of function research, humans can make pathogenic organisms that can spread faster, as well as cause more harm than they normally would, or they naturally would. And Raymond McNair wrote some stuff about that as well. He quoted various experts about the deadly potential of this stuff, and that, you know, you could kill pretty much everybody in the British Isles in a very short period of time. And he also commented that few people realize that far more people have died from pestilences, from sickness and various plagues throughout history, than have actually died in regular wars. Around the close of World War I, about 20 million died from the flu. Okay. And in the autumn of 1918, 12.5 million died of flu epidemic, which swept across India. And the other things with all these things, by the way, is they can affect the economy.
Okay.
In 1942, 90% of India's rice crop was destroyed by a natural strain of rice fungus. But what if somebody wanted to engineer something like that now? And we're seeing these things happen. You know, chemical biological warfare weapons are cheap to manufacture. They're comparatively inexpensive to deliver to enemy targets. And you can kind of get them cross borders sort of easily if you don't need much of it. And a small nation could do a whole arsenal of these things with very little strain on their budget.
Well, that comment doesn't seem to leave very much hope for the survival of the human race. I can understand the sentiment of let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Is there any hope?
Well, certainly, those who are Christians have hope in Jesus and the return and establishment of the millennial kingdom. From a physical perspective, humans have been working on various ways to destroy the planet for a long time. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, things would get so bad, there'd be no flesh saved alive unless those days were shortened. So the solution is God is going to return. Jesus is going to come. The time will come, as it says in Micah, where they won't lift up sword against nation, neither will they learn war anymore. That's in Micah 4:3. But that's not what's going on now. What's going on now, you've got China doing things, you got Europe doing things, you got Russia doing things, you got the United States doing things, you got North Korea doing things, you got Iran doing things, and a bunch of other things we have no idea. The ones I've mentioned are those are in Israel. Okay.
Yeah.
Most of the ones I mentioned are actually pretty public. And then we don't even know all the stuff that they're working on, but it does include looking at diseases and all this gain of function stuff, and this stuff's been going on. You know, there's other things out there as well. But we've got a problem with the media. I mentioned back in 2019, I put something together quoting mainstream sources saying, look, there are super bugs. The Bible says worse things are going to happen. Don't put all your trust in vaccines, et cetera. And that one was retroactively pulled a few years after COVID started, not because I said anything that was inaccurate, not because I didn't quote mainstream sources, but it didn't go along with the narrative. Now, because we don't trust big tech in general, or YouTube in particular, we already had that video up on other platforms. So we still have it up, for example, at BitChute, and I think we might have it on Brighteon as well. But, you know, a much worse thing than COVID-19 is going to happen. It could be H5N1 or biological warfare. The Bible talks about four horsemen of the apocalypse. And those four horsemen tie in with the many of the sorrows that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24. So I'm going to go to the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 6, and I'll read verses 7 and 8. When he'd opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth.
The verses you just read have to do with death from the sword, hunger, and the beasts of the earth. How does that relate to germs and viruses?
Well, germs, bacteria, are beasts of the earth.
Oh, okay.
As far as viruses go, it's just complicated how those develop. But they, in my opinion, developed because of humans eating beasts of the earth they weren't supposed to eat.
Okay.
And you see that these beasts of the earth are going to result in a massive amount of deaths. You know, I checked, and according to recent statistics from the World Health Organization, about 6.9 million people allegedly died from COVID-19. But it would seem that hundreds of millions or perhaps 1 to 2 billion human beings were going to die from these beasts of the earth, which interestingly is consistent with this comment that Michael Snyder said that, hey, there's a projection about 1.5 billion people could die from some version of the H5N1. So certainly, according to scripture, a worse and more deadly pandemic than COVID-19 is going to come. You know, we've seen signs of various of the horsemen of the apocalypse. You know, the Bible warns about food shortages and food price inflation, increased deaths from diseases. Those things are going to happen. But the good news is that later God's kingdom will come. But we are, sadly, going to see massive deaths around the world before then. When we see massive deaths associated with the fourth horseman, this will also get people to accept a world dictator and the beast. These are all factors. So what should we do? Well, we should remember what Jesus said and do what Jesus said. In this case, I want to read what he said in the book of Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, I want to mention, to pray for you to be worthy should tell you you need to change your own life to be worthy to stand before the Son of Man.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.